literally start immediately.
A wee mowit.
I can start immediately.
A wee mowit.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mowit.
We on.
I don't like live. We're on?
Yep.
Oh,
hell
my
yeah, baby.
Goodness.
Woo, we're actually live, like dude. Live, dude. I love it, dude.
I don't like live.
I'm electrified right now.
I don't like live. You got half a dump in you, dude.
I got half a dump. That's probably why I'm so electrified right now. My body still has extra calories. Yeah, I tried taking I had like a 4 minute. No, it was about six minutes.
You had a 6 minute window and you tried to squeeze out a dump.
Dumped in 4 minutes, pinched it off, and was like, I think that was what was troubling me from the night before. Because I had a bad case of, today I've had a bad ass, honestly.
Oh,
I've had
yeah,
a bad leaky. Ass all, yeah, just like a, just a fucked up, I had a mechanic ass all day.
It's the worst.
And then I was like, I took a dump before this. I'm like, I think this is a dump that's going to solve, bring me back to baseline. Another, somehow, a badass, another half dump. So I think I've been taking, like, my dumps have been, like, the that one flag from, like, the 1700s with the snake sectioned in, like, six pieces.
yeah, join or die.
I've taken join or die.
You dump or die, dude. Your dump needs to join.
So I went to wipe, and I gave myself a, you know, when you, like, you just wipe your ass and just looking, like, you know.
No. Racing. You've talked about this before.
Racing stripes?
Smears up your back?
Yeah, and onto the back of the toilet seat.
Why do you wipe, like, the whole way up your body?
Because I just started. I was a dabber. First, I was doing, like, a, you know.
You dab?
Well, I'm not a dabber. I was a front wiper for a while. And apparently, I didn't know that was a big deal.
You were
deal.
Wiping into your sack.
Well,
I'd
stop in my sack.
Motherfucker.
People are saying it's quiet.
Yeah. All right. I'm turning it up.
Juice
keep
up the gain, dude.
Yeah.
Give them classic Matt and Shane's with the gain up to fucking 19. Are people happy now?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right,
thank you,
LeMaire. It's a work in progress.
Streams so
don't be pussies about it. But.
Yeah,
you. We've discussed. I mean, this is a tale as old as time. The you standing to wipe.
True. That was.
I think is the source of your problems.
No, that was probably.
And you're going wipe forward straight in the sack.
Wipe forward was the first way. I'd sit forward. I'd sit down and just lift sack, and then I'd obviously stop.
Oh, you would physically lift your
sack lift
up
sack
and wipe under.
Stop at the dragon scale. So yeah, I'd go to there. I'd lift the sack, and as soon as I got like dragon back, I would stop before that because that's like you know you don't want to mess that up. So
how.
I don't think anyone taught me how to wipe my ass, dude.
No, I guess not.
I told you, one of my earliest memories is in preschool. I waddled out with my pants down to my preschool teacher and was like, can you wipe my ass, please? I don't think I ever really learned. So I think my preschool teacher wiped my ass. I don't remember how it got.
You've had some fucked up like ass issues your whole life as far as like wipes.
Yeah.
You had an ass, were we calling it an ass mammy or did I get racist to think of that?
I don't think it's, I think it's a butt queen. Well, butt queen is someone who like fucks your butt with dildo, so let's not call it that.
No, I think we called it an ass mammy.
I think,
I don't know if that's
appropriate. Well, I think you know too much history, because if you could say mammy to me and I'm like, another word for mommy, perfect.
Yes.
But your history knowledge would be like, well, I don't
now's
think
Now's not the climate to call.
You can't say mammy.
Now's not the climate to call your significant other who is your partner who happens to be.
Excuse me, don't call her my partner, yes.
Why?
Not my wife, it's gender.
It's your partner.
Yes, my partner.
Your partner, who is also a person of color?
True.
A mammy? An ass mammy?
Yeah, I mean, again, I don't know enough history.
that's like literally being like, oh, my ass slave?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
What's a mammy? Like a
mammy was like I don't know if it was definitely a black lady, but it was usually just like a lady who helped, a nanny.
Oh, like a... Yeah. Like an unpaid...
Yes.
Like lifetime intern nanny?
Yes. But... Yeah, never mind. We're live, dude.
I wonder if they ever did that with slaves. Be like, look, man, I know this sucks right now, but this is big exposure. I'm about to plug you. You're about to get plugged in. This is look.
Yeah,
man.
If there was like one plantation over there, like, oh, my interns? Oh, these guys are great. I'm going to promote them eventually to free human.
Yeah.
That's how it works for a lot.
Shout out
How's
to
the sound, watch. Dude? How's the sound?
People are loving the sound.
Thank God.
People are loving it.
Apparently, we just needed the gain all the way up again, which I don't know how that works, but I'm mystified. Yeah, man. So I got my ass somewhat in check. We got the sound somewhat in check.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than a gross ass day. That especially, dude, when you go to bed.
Tell me about it.
When you have a nasty ass going to bed, it demands a shower.
Exactly.
Otherwise, because everybody touches their asshole before they go to sleep.
100%.
Right?
I'll feel. It happened to me last night. I was like, that's where my bad ass started last night.
I think I told you this before. I went to bed and I was like scratching my ass.
Yeah.
And I went to sleep. And I was like, what the fuck is that smell? It was like, oh, yeah, I shoved my hand up my ass.
Did you ever try to...
A minute ago.
Oh, did you ever try to ignore it where you're like, it's cool, I won't mind this ass, this shit
smell.
I
just won't touch my face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just won't itch my eye before bed. And then a minute later, you're like,
I've done it where like I'll be like, I'm just going to scratch the very north pole of my ass crack, like the tip of the top.
Oh, yeah, try to stay out?
Yeah, I'll scratch that part, and I'll bring my hand...
Don't get me
going. I'll fold my hand back and be like... I can live with this. And then it's like, dude, it's a full shower. It's like an unexplained shower. I'm like,
trying to get sweaty. We shouldn't be on the air right now. Trying to get just the tip of your asshole.
You're talking asshole or ass crack?
Asshole.
Yeah, of course.
You
know,
it's impossible.
Yeah.
You start digging in, dude.
Well, you're saying
it's late at night.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You're saying like
it's late at night. You're getting it.
You're saying like it's like a one chip challenge. Like if you just try to scratch
It's like Pringles. It's Pringles. You're like, I'm just going to get just north of the asshole. I'm not going to get in there. And then you just lay in bed. You're like, no one's around, dude.
Yeah, I get a full scratch. Yeah, when I was little, I used to do a full, like, over the boxers, like digging in my asshole through my box.
How little? I still get after that.
I mean,
sometimes.
I'm saying, yeah, that's still in the repertoire.
I'll get after that.
I used to do them, like, unashamedly. Now it's like, if you know, someone can throw a decoy for you if you're like, yo, get in front of me and you get behind me. And it's
like
fucking
Chipotle.
Yeah, my dad's dad died of colon cancer, so I wonder if I think that's a warning sign, having like a constant shitty ass.
Definitely.
So, and also, I started a new thing. I'm doing intermittent fasting right now, so my ass is just like, what's this, dude?
Yeah.
So
that could be it.
I think,
dude, I heard a great ass story on the way here at a rest stop. There's a black dude, like a trucker on a headset, kind of like Lemaire's, and he was pissing next to me, just talking to whoever he was talking to, and he's like, this motherfucking Burger King cook. I watched him take a shit. Like, this guy literally watched a dude take a shit at Burger King, not wash his hands, walk straight behind the Burger King thing, and then he walked out to order from him and just spazzed. Hit him with a classic spaz.
He was basically, wash your hands.
The trucker was like, that motherfucker needs to go wash his hands in front of everybody. And this was a jacked black dude in like a beater. He was wearing like a wife beater. And a headset, dude.
Oh,
just controlling the rest stop.
Went in and was like, dude, I just watched you shit.
He literally yelled that at the Burger King. I just watched this guy take a shit.
Oh.
Get him back. Yeah.
What happened?
He was like, I'm not paying for it.
The dude was just like.
The dude did the move that everybody does when you get caught not washing your hands.
What did he say?
I washed them.
Oh, for sure.
Every single time I've walked out of the bathroom and someone's like, did you wash your hands? I'm like, yeah. There's never been a time where I've been honest. No.
I used to work at Brewster's, and I came out of like a hard fucking dump, and I was like handling someone's ice cream cone, and the manager, like an idiot, was like, Matt, did you wash your hands? And I was like, yeah, totally fucking did it. I totally forgot. I didn't start washing my hands until after I dumped, until well into my teenage years. Honestly was like, I don't know yet. I know you had to. I thought it was just for employees.
I'll skip one every once in a while. I'll skip it, yeah.
Well, it's like bothers you for 15 seconds, and after 15 you're like,
you forget.
My hands
you move
would,
on.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, this isn't going to hurt me. But yeah, so that's, you know, it's a lot of potty talk, by the way.
That's how we start.
It's a lot of potty talk. But I was almost, if I had more time, I was going to shower before this. I was going to hop in Billy's shower, rinse out, and then hop.
Because your ass.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to take an ass shower, but, you know, you can't.
Yeah, I've taken many an ass shower before bed.
I'm just happy there's guys out. Like, it's nice to know there's
like
truckers.
Dude, having a messy ass before bed. It's just like, because it's like the rest of you isn't sweaty.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, you know, you're just going to bed. Everything's comfortable. And then you reach down for a little scratch. And it's like,
what? Yeah.
Feels like a pussy.
Happened last night. I felt like I was wet. That's the exact feeling. I turned to move and I was like, I want to actually cuddle.
Maybe that's how.
What? Bays know they like you?
No, maybe that's how you start getting gay. Like
having
a gay dude
ass?
Would feel that ass and be like. That probably would feel good.
So having a wet wanting ass
like,
all the time?
Yeah, like you and me who are straight as fuck.
True.
Feel that and are like, disgusting, I need to shower.
True.
A gay dude might feel that and be like, that would feel good.
I'm ready.
What, Lemaire? Thank you.
The chat's going crazy over here. They're mad about the flag.
Okay.
They want to iron the flag.
Yeah, yeah, fuck off
about
the flag.
Yeah, tell them to shut up about that.
Okay. This is wrinkled because it's been in battle.
Someone said it's ribbed for our freedom.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, yeah, that's, you know, I can't have that. And second of all, too, it's like, you know, we were suppressed by the government, so until we get our due, this flag stays wrinkled. You know what I mean?
When did we get suppressed?
You know what happened, dude? They fucking put the kibosh on one of our secret operations.
Oh, that's right.
We did that episode.
Jesus Christ. I was like afraid of the government.
They might have MIB flashed you.
I forgot about it. They might have.
By the way, they can read through all those encrypted encrypted apps.
Yeah, I figured.
There was a guy who...
you can't just use WhatsApp and be like, the government can't touch this one.
Yeah, no, they're way behind.
They have to have WhatsApp.
Yeah, for sure.
They got behind the page, dude.
Yeah, there's no way ISIS is just like, yeah, that building. Okay, thanks. Cool. Auto-delete. Sweet.
Yeah.
There's a guy, I think it was Cutslayer, Cut Spear. He's holding his two-year-old son right now listening to you dudes.
Good.
Two-day-old son. I'm sorry.
All right. We're going to have to slow down on the comments.
Yeah.
Congratulations to that guy's two-day-old son.
Congrats, your boy. Congrats, your boy. Welcome. We're not wrinkling this flag.
Your dad's retarded. Congratulations. Life's going to be tough. Your dad is a retarded man.
Yeah, you will not remember this moment.
You won't.
Yeah, I like the fact that there's truckers out there watching over the fast food employees in terms of like there's always a trucker monitoring the bathroom situation. They get like that Terminator vision when you disperse from a bathroom. The truckers are like heat seeking, watching who goes where.
Yeah, I mean, but walking out of a stall in your apron.
True, it doesn't
the BK employee had to hit the family bathroom. You can't hit the regular. He just dumped in the regular stall. And then walked straight out, like in front of everyone.
That's a that's a rest stop VIP. If you got a BK apron, that's like John Travolta trying to use a regular bathroom, dude. Obviously, he's going to go to the VIP family.
Exactly like Travolta. I've hit many a family room dumps.
Dude, how is Travolta? I was talking about, dude, so by the way, my bad. I thought it was under my Twitter. And I was tweeting about the Dixie Chicks and John Travolta.
Oh, under both of us again?
I thought it was under mine.
Damn it.
I was being like, "Oh, sweet Dixie Chicks they changed their name. They're no longer the Chicks." So they're.
When are they going to realize that's sexist?
The Chicks?
The Chicks, dude. You can't be just the Chicks.
What are they going to be? They're just going to be. That's true.
They should be the powerful women.
True. Kick
the
ass
bitches.
It's pretty nasty, dude. But you know that, and again, it ties into all the shit that you know, like people getting canceled for shit. It's like. You know, with like the D'Elia shit, it's just like he's going for young, bro. He was going for young. The problem is, I'm not trying to like slam the dude. It's like, you know, all of his friends were like, look, I had no idea. It's like, all right, do I buy it? No, but it's like, you know, I don't know. I've watched everyone's reaction to that. Like, I just want to state for the record, I did not know he was fucking young chicks. I know he liked chicks. I didn't know they were young.
Yeah, it's like I knew he was fucking young chicks. I'm looking at his ripped jeans. Yeah. What are you talking about? He's 40 with ripped jeans. True. Get him out of here.
True.
But, you know.
Yeah, man.
I'm
not shitting on the dude. It's just, again, it's like.
His MO was, look, he was making comedy to get sniz.
Yeah.
So his comedy was kind of, it was pop.
Mm-hmm.
It was gay.
True. And he got the Bieber bump.
Yes.
So his fans, Bieber was his favorite comedian, and then Bieber bequeathed him a nation of very borderline fans.
Look,
I don't know.
There's nothing to say on that.
Well, this was the discussion I had with Spud, and it's like, you know, and this is what they were saying people are kind of against, of like, you know, as a dude with a bunch of money and prestige, you're not supposed to go after young chicks. You're not supposed to be trying to fuck them. And it's like, I could agree, it's not the best for your personal situation to go for, like, you know, I'm talking like mega success, mega influence. Yeah. But then again, it's like, what's the fucking age? You know, okay, we're going to say like, yeah, maybe it's weird to be 40 and try to fuck 20-year-olds. Although,
is it?
I don't. That's the thing.
Is it?
I don't. This was the discussion.
You say that now. Wait till you're 40.
I mean,
you know what I mean. It's like when people are like, years. I hope I'm dead when I'm 80. And then you hit 80, and you're like, I don't want to fucking die. Yeah. Same thing, dude. If I'm 40 and someone's like, is it weird to fuck 20-year-olds? I'd be like,
well,
I think it's pretty cool if you can pull it off.
Yeah, but there's the theory of it, and there's the actual.
This isn't great.
What you're speaking to is what I was saying. It's like, it's not really, like, I get the cultural implications of, like, yeah, man, it's probably not the best thing if you're 40 years old and you're, like, bopping around with a 20-year-old. Like, there's a huge time gap, and, like, if you can sit there and pass time with a 20-year-old girl, something's probably kind of wrong with you if you can lay afterwards and be like, yeah, it's so fucked up. Your friend's being mean to you, man. That's fucking crazy. Yeah. Anyways, my second house. And there's like, what the fuck are you talking about? But when people try to be like, oh, that's just fucked up and weird, it's like, well, yeah, but like, again, biologically speaking, this sounds really bad, but it's like, you know, 23, like, dudes are looking for signs of fertility. that is like a...
D'Elia, you know, was just trying to reproduce.
No, he was not. He was being a pig, dude. But it's like...
He pigged out.
He pigged. But when people are like, oh, man, it's fucked up. You shouldn't, like, what's the age then? If you're, what is it, like, 5 years, six? Like, Muslims figured it out. Half your age plus seven. Which is actually really fucking young, but...
I don't think Muslims figured that out.
That was the Muslim rule, half your age plus seven.
Are you sure? I thought that was, like, the uncle's rule.
I read Roots, bro. Did you read Roots? You would know. If you read Roots, you would know. It's Roots half your age is, in the very Roots beginning.
Is fiction.
In the very beginning, yeah, Alex Haley took some, you know, he took some leaps, but that was the thing. Like,
they tried to give the Muslims credit for wanting to fuck young chicks?
They said Muslim rule is half your age plus seven. So I think in the book, the guy was like 34 and had like a, I don't know the exact math. It would have been 34 is what, like 17 plus seven, 20 something, 24. I'm going to take a stab. So it was like.
That's actually pretty good.
But then back then in the village, you know, according to the book, Alex Haley and Roots, who, yeah, did get people. But it's funny, too. People, the book came out and people were like, motherfucker. And they're like, I'm going to sink this fucking thing.
Yeah.
But they were in the beginning of it in this village. There's people there. And it's like if you're a lady and you say you're like 35 and your husband dies, you're allowed to take in like a second 18. Let's just call it 18. Back then might have been like 16 or 17 in the, you know, ancient village.
Yeah.
But you would take in a young boy and train him in the ways of sex and then release him to his wife. If you were a widow.
I'm sorry, so
in the African Roots village, yes. Right?
You explained it right. I was just not.
Yeah, in the book Roots, that's what, if you were a widow or, yes. You know, I mean, you know, I don't think back then chicks just like didn't get wiped up.
It's fiction. So this guy just came up with like a very hot erotic story. I think this story. Dude came up with he came up with pure stepmom porn.
Or someone like super old. I've been thinking this.
How many stepmoms do you think have actually been stuck? You know what I mean? Since this genre. How many kids have walked in to see a stepmom stuck in the sink and just been like, you're a pervert? I'm out of here. Anyway.
It's had to happen. It had to have happened once. It has
to have happened once where a dude walked in and his mom was stuck in the dryer.
And he fucked her?
And he was like, oh, perfect. She's like, what the fuck?
That is such a strange genre, dude, of someone to come up with, of a girl who's just physically stuck. Because it's like a weird loophole. Like, that's technically, that has to be still rape. It's rape. It's like, well, no, if she's stuck.
True.
But in the genre, the woman is like
stuck moms. Your mom gets stuck and you just come into the kitchen. You're like, all right, I got you. Oh, sorry about that.
I mean, it'd be so much sadder in reality if your mom was actually stuck.
Yeah.
She was like helpless and you're
fucked her. Yeah, the real story of what the, because in every one, the mom's always like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Sure, of course.
It should be. They should make one where it, never mind. That'd be a horrific movie.
Well, they should. Yeah.
Where a woman's like, what are you doing? No. Turns the disposal on to break her hand out. She's like, oh. 47 hours later, whatever that movie is.
Or make it a little. Yeah.
They should make a movie with that where some guy finds James Franco in that cave.
Which one?
When his arm stuck where he was the mountain. Some dude's like, oh, perfect.
Fucks him.
Just fucks him and leaves.
That'd be a nice Brokeback sequel. If the guy's like stuck, like, help, I'm stuck in this well.
He's like, people, no, I'm not gay, dude. I'm just actually stuck. Yeah, sure, man.
I'm stuck between these two large rocks. And dude, that cowboy after cowboys comes up like, sweet.
Yeah, I've been... Because I was jerking off to that exact stuck genre. Porn. And then I was like, I wonder how many moms have actually been stuck.
You'd be surprised. Moms get stuck more than you think about it.
I've been thinking about moms getting stuck.
Hard to clean spaces. Yeah, there's a lot of, like, you're trying to move the TV and you're like, oh, no, oh, man.
I hope my stepson's not here. So I'm going to get fucked.
I'm telling you, man, I can't even. So I must have like a 6-dayer in me. And I've literally, right now? Yeah, man. It's like I can't get
that's
the
what's wrong with your dumps, dude. Your prostate's just I swear breaking
I think
those
so.
Dumps
I think
up.
So. I think my prostate's snapping those
like
dumps.
Like act out the prostate on dumps.
Dude, I
like a translator.
Every time I'm like, tonight's the night, dude, I'm gonna do this. I like either get in the shower and I'm like there's no good time because usually like in the morning I'm like, all right, Brittany, you sleep. I'll have my kid for a while. I'm not going to, like, put my kid to sleep while my kid's sleeping, like, run to the bathroom and jerk. Like, I can't, dude. Yeah. I can't do that. And, like, to get caught on watch, to be, like, jerking on the watch is just, like, I can't start off like that. It's like, well, when, you know, why'd you guys break up? Like, when you were an infant, your dad left you to go jerk off. It's like, yeah, I can't come out.
Yeah, you can't be on watch jerking off.
Then at nighttime, it's like I used to do my shower once, and I'm like, I can't get caught jerking off now. Like before, I'd be like, I'd roll the dice hard. Now I'm like, I just don't want to get caught.
Yeah.
So just what happens is once every like week and a half. Yeah,
jerking off with a kid is, that's tough.
It's weird, it's man. A
weird vibe.
And I can't jerk off in my basement because I don't know what fucking is live and what's not. I have like webcams and shit. I'm like, just on the chance that these are recording, dude, I can't Black Mirror myself. Like the president's fucking a pig.
Dude, I would give anything for you to just go cam girl on fucking YouTube for some reason.
There's a chance, man. Between all the Zooms and shit I do, I know I'm like, I have two.
You'd be like touching your ass. You'd be like, oh, I got a wet ass.
It would just be my, remember the video of me plunging the toilet that Brittany sent you? It would just be my naked, like, upright, weird body just kind of like, ugh, into like my trash.
No, I use my phone, so every time I use my phone,
yeah.
I cover that, like, a part of me is like, cover that fucking camera just in case, dude.
They have to be.
Something
they
weird.
They have to be true.
There's going to be, like, 20 videos of me, like, just what? Upshot from
your,
my camera.
Your phone does track your facial expressions, because they want to see, like, how you're reacting to things in real time, and they send that information out. Because they want to,
really?
Yeah, Facebook especially. I think social media sites started a thing where, like, when you're looking at your phone and you scroll down, they do things to, like, they'll measure your facial expressions to see how you react, and they typically try to give you stuff that's
more reactive. I wonder if they're going to, like, pre-crime me on being racist on shit like that. Like, every time I look at, like, a new article, I'm just like, just my facial expression. Just like, why black trans is the most important part of this?
Yeah, you watch out for that face crime.
I'm
going
to have to start being like, ooh.
Interesting.
I'm not going to read that now, but eventually, literally right before this podcast, that's the article I accidentally opened.
It said that
it was like an Apple News alert on my phone.
Dude.
And like while I was going to the bathroom, I accidentally pressed accept, and it was like how Black Lives Matter and LGBT or trans rights are inseparable. Was the article, and it's like, boy.
Well, yeah, I'm sure there's some great logical conclusions really
wedging
there.
In there.
Well, actually, think about this. In terms of, like, the NASCAR garage system, they're, like, the only knot they know how to do, they're like, throw a noose on it. That's the only knot.
Yeah.
How do you do this? Like, simple.
There my uncle killed himself. Yeah, but the Grove was like, oh, dude, I didn't even know it. Kyle Larson was racing. Kyle Larson. He was a NASCAR driver who just got fired for saying the N-word.
So he's down the Grove.
He was at the Grove ripping, dude.
How'd he do?
He crushed. He was doing great. I was cheering for him. I was like, I feel your pain, brother. Now, don't get me wrong. His was way worse. Mine was Asians.
Wait, where did he got caught with a NASCAR? Who? First of all, that must be like the red scare at NASCAR, dude.
Dude, it is the... Have you heard his clip of getting canceled?
No.
It's one of my favorite cancels so far.
What happened?
He was doing a Twitch stream, like a live NASCAR event.
Yeah.
Of just Twitch racing.
Yeah.
And when he logged in, he couldn't hear anybody. And he was like, can anybody hear me? Hello. he said the N-word. and this dude was like, oh, we can hear you, dude. And everyone was like, oh, fuck. Yeah, he got fired from NASCAR.
That's his check one, too?
That was his check. That was his he was like, hello?
Is this thing on?
Then he hit it. Next thing you know, he's at the Grove.
Bending corners.
Just at Williams Grove.
I thought Grove was like, we'll have you. Come on, go down
here. Get out there. His merch booth was packed.
Really? People, of course, dude.
Dude, Larson was there. It was like a celebrity.
Is he signing him? There's that guy that said the N-word on Twitch.
There he is.
Sign my foam finger.
But while you're there, if you go to like a dirt track like that that's like small, if you think about the time... fucking what's his name? Who was the race car driver? Tony Stewart that fucking killed a dude on the track.
Oh.
Bro, that's like, you gotta... I'll say this in defense of Tony Stewart, because I guess we defend everyone that's fucked up. Free Kyle Larson, free D'Elia, free Tony Stewart. Free him, dude. But to get out of your car in a sprint race is fucking insane.
Yeah.
Those cars, it's on like a half-mile track. They're going 130 miles an hour.
Jesus Christ.
And he got out of his car, and Tony Stewart was like, fuck this, dude. Fucking bumped him and killed him.
Wait, that's what happened to him?
Yeah, Tony, I guess he was fucking jockeying for position with another driver. He must have, like, bumped him. The guy's car, his car was stopped on a turn. The driver got out to try to, like, throw his helmet at Tony Stewart's car passing by. Tony fucking... whipped that back wheel out a little and killed him, dude. Killed a guy.
What happened to him? He got arrested?
No, everyone was like, that's fucking... those are race rules, dude.
What?
You're free to go. But I don't know, when you drift on the turn. He Tokyo drift a guy to death, dude.
True.
That music was playing. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. Yeah, I mean, also, too, you're driving 130 miles an hour. You're using your purely reptilian brain, dude.
Wheel that's as big as the car.
Yeah. He could have even thought, like, I'm going to run this motherfucker. And it was such a quick time that his muscles actually, you know, that actually happens. You know, that if you're up high and you look over the edge, you know how it feels like someone's kind of pushing you from behind?
Yeah.
When you think about not wanting to do something, your body, your muscles actually, you engage those muscles and you're like, we'll do it a little bit. Isn't that fucking weird?
So he might have been like, Tony Storm.
I better not hit this guy. And you're 130 minutes, he probably went 130 miles an hour. He probably went, oh, fuck, bam, and try to bring it back.
Oh, that
must have
been.
Probably thought about running him over. I mean, dude, I've been driving before and had people walk across the street, and I'm like, all right, I got to chill. I can't fucking run somebody over.
Dude, imagine. So you have, like, if you do a lap like that, you have 40 seconds till you're back at the same spot.
Yeah.
Maybe. He must have clipped that dude and then had, like, 30 seconds to be like, fuck, I hope he's on his feet. I hope he's on his feet. Then you get back around and it's like.
Did he continue racing?
No, they definitely stopped it. Like, if a guy got fucking sucked under a tire.
Yeah,
it's a rough one.
Damn.
Tony Stewart. Anyway.
Can you catch him at the Grove? Where we can catch Tony Stewart?
I'm sure. I bet Tony Stewart. First off, I think he was back in NASCAR.
Gotcha.
I think he was just bad. They were like, hell yeah. Which I guess, you know, saying the N-word on Twitch, you're banned.
True.
Murder. Literal murder.
Vehicular manslaughter.
That happens.